Expert Insights is an ongoing medical education podcast. The Carle Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please click on the link and complete the episode's post-test.
This podcast forum is brought to you to share expertise and insights within our integrated delivery system to help us improve the health of the people we serve and achieve world-class accessible care. This is Expert Insights.
By providing targeted decompression with nominal disruption to surrounding tissues, minimally invasive lumbar decompression can effectively alleviate symptoms and improve the quality of life for individuals suffering from spinal stenosis and neurogenic claudication. This is Expert Insights with the Carle Foundation Hospital. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Underwood, and today we are excited to talk about minimally invasive lumbar decompression, or the MILD procedure, with Carle Pain Management Specialist, Dr. Francesco Vetri. Dr. Vetri, welcome to Expert Insights. Thanks for being on today.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start just with the discussion about what is your primary focus as a pain management specialist?
Well, that's a good question. I do like the fact that I can help patients to return to their activity levels, activity or pleasurable activities before starting having chronic pain, or in the case of patients who have chronic conditions that are kind of hard to address or completely cure, then, you know, to have the possibility to restore some of the function that is lost or the abilities that are kind of being put aside because of the pain.
And I think that that's incredibly important. And, you know, pain management is often an overlooked part of the entire continuum of healthcare. And getting people back to their baseline or what they see as their personal goals around pain management, I think, is incredibly important. So do you have any new treatments that you're offering to your patients in the pain management space?
I do actually have several things that I have learned over the years that not necessarily, you know, done by all pain physicians. I'm very strongly interested in neuromodulation, both for like a spinal cord stimulator, for instance, as well as peripheral nerve stimulation for, you know, more kind of specific nerve pain and peripheral nerve branches. So those are the things that I really believe in because they can help a lot of patients that otherwise would be really limited by their pains. Not necessarily new, but there's something that oftentimes is overlooked, unfortunately, by the medical community, like vertebral compression fractures, which can be treated with kyphoplasties. Mm-hmm. That is something that, you know, as pain physicians, both myself and my colleague, Dr. Avni Gupta, who works in Methodist at the Atrium. So, we're very versed in this type of, you know, treatment so that we can help patients who otherwise would, you know, find themselves to kind of be bedridden or even add into the burden of and to the family and, you know, even increasing the risk of their complications because of just immobilization, for instance.
Yeah, I know as an emergency physician, I've referred many patients with compression fractures for kyphoplasty. I think that that's a huge benefit to have that as an option. And talk about a little for the neuromodulation or nerve stimulator. I think that that's something that a lot of people don't really understand kind of the concept and how it works.
Yes, and I actually do even basic research in the neuromodulation area. I have several publications, and I started, you know, research with a group who kind of brought one of the main advances actually in the field of neuromodulation, which is what is called DTM, you know, in the company, the platform is Medtronic. But spinal cord stimulation in general, okay, is a very powerful technique. It exploits a current, an electrical current at the level of the spinal cord to interfere with the painful sensation, typically coming in from the lower extremities or from the back. So it's a lower back and leg pain, or you can also use the cervical spine for neck and arm pain or upper extremity pain. So the idea is that there's a variety of reasons why it's a very complex matter. But just to kind of, you know, simplify, it interferes with the painful sensation coming from these areas at the level of the spinal cord. One of the problems with the chronic pain is that it changes the way the spinal cord sends the input to the brain. So oftentimes, even in the absence of any specific issue at the periphery, maybe there was an injury, there was a, you know, it's a complex pain regional syndrome, but that there was a, you know, remote injury, like an ankle fracture, or there was a minor trauma. And then even after the tissue injury has resolved or is improved, then the pain still is present and it typically spreads. So there's a, you know, that's one of the typical indications for spinal cord stimulation, because basically you act at the level where the problem, so to speak, is being created. So it's a transmission, it's an abnormal transmission of painful signals from the spinal cord to the brain. So it reverses that kind of shortcuts, if you will, that keeps sending pain signals to the brain when it is not, so to speak, necessary for the normal, you know, physiology.
Yeah, and I think that it's a fascinating application of technology that we have today that hasn't always been there. So next, let's talk about kind of what I talked about in the introduction is the MILD procedure, which is minimally invasive lumbar decompression. How does that work to alleviate symptoms of spinal stenosis and neurogenic claudication?
Yes, the way it works, it's relatively simple. Okay, so you can have a spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the spinal canal that it compresses on the nerves or the spinal cord, and it's related to the redundancy or the hypertrophy, sometimes described by the radiologist, of the ligamentum flavum, which is a thick ligament that, you know, it has a function to stabilize the spine. It's one of the three ligaments that stabilizes the spine, but oftentimes with arthritis and, you know, with the disc degeneration, which tends to decrease the space in between the vertebrae, it will buckle, and that will push basically eventually toward the spinal canal, contributing or being the main contributor actually oftentimes to the spinal stenosis. So the procedure, which is relatively simple, but it will kind of, you know, eliminate this redundant ligament. It will literally scoop out some of it to create more space in the spinal canal and therefore decompressing the nerves and the nerve compression.
So, Dr. Vetri, what's some of the research that really backs up the MILD procedures being effective?
So there are actually several studies on the safety and efficacy of this procedure. The classical studies, the most cited one is the MIDAS study, MIDAS Encore. There's level one evidence for both the safety and the efficacy of this procedure, even 5 years out. So there's a pretty good longevity of the studies. 88% of these patients actually were able to avoid surgery in the 5 years following the initial procedure. And so that means like they had long-lasting relief, which is not very common for studies to be, you know, following up the patient that far out. And the typical effect is study was the increase in the standing time, which was 7 times longer, and the walking distance, which was even 16 times farther. The patient could walk for a longer time. So because one of the problems with the spinal stenosis is that limitations in those basic activities, like, you know, patients say, I cannot walk to the mailbox without having pain, without having to stop, or I cannot prepare a meal without having to sit down because my back and my legs hurt. So those are the things that we can help. These are patients that are not surgical candidate. You know, this is not like a steal or a competition with the surgeons, because there are patients who are not candidate for MILD, they're candidate for surgery, and that's what it is. But there's a lot of patients that are not candidates for surgery, or they do not want to have surgery, that can definitely benefit from this procedure.
Yeah, no, those are phenomenal outcomes, especially how long-lasting they are. So what's the minimally invasive part of the procedure?
Right. So, you know, the spinal decompression can, you know, typically is performed by a surgeon. Okay, so I am not a surgeon. You know, I always tell the patients, I'm not a surgeon. Okay, but this is what I can do for you. So it is a minimally invasive because it involves an incision that is about 1/4 inch. So it's very small incision. There is a cannula or choker. Basically, it is for the non-medical audience. It's, imagine it's like a big needle, tell the patients. And through that big needle, I will introduce two different tools that are able to scrape off some of the bone to create basically access to the ligament. And then the second tool, which allows to actually chip off and take out some of that excess ligament. So there is one small incision and you can decompress up to three levels on both sides, basically angulating and, you know, passing the instrument and direct it to different segments of the spine so that you can obtain like a, you know, pretty decent decompression at multiple levels, which if it were done by the surgeon would require like a significant downtime and, you know, longer procedure, longer time for surgery and recovery. One of the advantages that I see in this procedure is that there's basically no downtime. So you can go back to your normal activities the day off.
Right.
Usually there is a, you know, some discomfort in the back, but honestly, nothing that like some ibuprofen cannot take care of. And I do not routinely prescribe opioids after the procedure because it's just not necessary.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about it is the relatively rapid return to normal behavior after a minimally invasive procedure as opposed to a major surgical intervention.
Correct.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. So what kind of updates is there around pain research? What's on the horizon for folks?
There's a few things, you know, going back to the neuromodulation, there's been a lot of emphasis lately to treat with neuromodulation a painful diabetic neuropathy. There's been large studies from companies called Nevro or HF10 is the therapy that is delivered, but, you know, it basically they took like 200 patients and they follow them like, you know, with a spinal cord stimulator to treat the pain in the bilateral lower extremities related to diabetic neuropathy, and they just very, very well. So this is something that, you know, kind of is, I find a little bit difficult sometimes to address with podiatrists or, you know, other specialists who are, you know, dealing with diabetic patients. You know, oftentimes their medications can either have a lot of side effects or not being effective at all. So that definitely is something to consider for this patient population that's kind of refractory to more conventional therapies.
Yeah, that's really exciting stuff. Anything else that you'd like to share before we close out today?
I mean, we do offer a variety of treatments, really for the head to toe. Let's not forget migraines, which is one of the main problems in the general population. So we'd be happy to assist with those as well. You know, and there's definitely the breadth of treatments that we can offer. It's sometimes unanticipated. So don't be afraid to refer patients to us, and we'll try our best to help them out.
No, it's a phenomenal service to be able to offer to the patients, that's for sure. So for more information and to get connected with one of our providers, please visit carle.org. That's carle.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And for a listing of Carle providers and to view Carle-sponsored educational activities, head on over to our website at carleconnect.com. And that wraps up this episode of Expert Insights with the Carle Foundation Hospital. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Underwood.